Buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, I do want to announce again that Doers of the Word Baptist Church will be having its services back to normal this Sunday, back in the church. We will not be meeting at the pavilion. That has been canceled. We'll be back in the church. And so, anyhow, the phone number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And can we get someone to match Beverly's from New Jersey $1,000 pledge? If we can get about five or six people to match that, that'd be great. All right. John, go ahead and finish your statement there.
Yeah, they've sent several people. The Democrats have sent several Trump Republicans to prison there over contempt of Congress when they had that phony congressional hearing. Remember the House there with Cheney and all that nonsense?
All of it proved to be exactly what we said at the beginning, that they're illegitimate.
Illegitimate.
Now, the Republicans have the power. They have the power.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So Garland has put people in jail for what he did.
Absolutely.
The Justice Department announced that they're not going to prosecute Garland for contempt of Congress, which they prosecuted Trump Republicans for. So there's a Republican congresswoman named Anna Paula Luna, and she's come up and found in the Constitution what's called inherent contempt. And that's when someone like in the government, like Garland, is in contempt of Congress, they can command, the House of Representatives can command him to be sergeant of arms, to arrest Garland and bring him before Congress. So she is in the process of initiating this. It's called inherent contempt of Congress. They're going to be voting on it, I think, next week. So Garland is all upset about this. And here's the article. The article is, this is the definition of corruption. AG Merrick Garland is now calling GOP lawmakers, but they're the rhinos, Pastor Ernie, coercing them not to vote for inherent contempt. He's probably going to call in all the corruption on these rhinos and say, hey, look, we know about those bribes you're taking and about, you know, the illicit affairs and all. And if you don't vote against that, it's going to come out. I'm sure they're going to use every extortion that they have. They'll use so Garland is not found in contempt of Congress, inherent contempt.
I'm pretty sure he can count on Dave Joyce's vote. Dave Joyce was the only Congress, the only Republican that voted against holding Garland in contempt of Congress. There you go. All righty, Joni. That's Joni in New York pledges Joanne pledges 400. Joanne in New York, thank you. Robert in Staten Island pledges 500. Thank you.
Wow, that's wonderful, Beth Ernie.
Yeah, it is. And
how close are you to the funds you need?
We actually need about 3,000 more.
Oh, okay.
And so, I mean, that's for tonight. That's not for what we have to get for the. Those are pledges coming in for the 26th. We needed. Well, let me see here. We had there was a deadline on the 26th. We need 52,128. Right now, we've got about half of that. So by the 26th is, I think next Wednesday, we need to get the other half of it in. And so that's just for to stay on all the stations that we're on now for another month. Anyhow, yes, it's pretty hard, but I'm praise the good Lord for the folks out there that are coming through tonight, and I certainly do appreciate it because, you know, we really work hard here. I mean, we fight like the Dickens. We've never given up an inch, have we?
No, never.
Okay. Right now, you know what's happening, don't you, there in Michigan's raid on the Norris Cooperative, the Amish food people?
Yes.
We have a clip on that, I think. Can we go take that clip, Johnny?
So the USDA is trying to force the tagging of all cattle in America. It's very clear what this is. The USDA, like every federal agency, has been weaponized against not just the American people, but weaponized against humanity. Just as the mission now of the FDA is to achieve the mass extermination of people through toxic, deadly vaccines and depopulation weapons. And the mission of the ATF is to take away your Second Amendment rights and your means of self-defense. You know, the mission of the DEA is to selectively run drugs and profit from drug running, not to stop drug running. Well, the mission of the USDA is to destroy the food supply. That's it. And cattle and ranching and farming are all utterly targeted by the USDA. Oh, and I forgot, their secondary mission is to poison the food supply by working with the Monsantos of the world, well, now Bayer and other similar companies, to make sure that the food supply is properly contaminated with toxic, deadly poisons that cause neurodegenerative disease and cancer and, you know, cognitive dysfunction and so on. So this is the mission of the USDA. And they have booted out every good person. Same thing at the FDA, same thing at the CDC, same thing at the NIH. They have eliminated all good people, leaving behind just the nefarious demons who are willing to exterminate human beings and to use the power and the weaponization of the USDA in order to accomplish that. So all of you out there wondering, like, what is this program? Why are they tagging all the cattle? Why are they going to have unique IDs for every head of cattle? It's because they're going to carry out a bovine holocaust. They're going to try to exterminate all cattle across America, and they don't want any of them getting away. That's why. And the excuse they're going to use for this is bird flu. You can already see it in the media. Bird flu panic. Even the former CDC director, Redfield, he's pushing out bird flu warnings, although he does say the U.S. used gain-of-function weaponization in order to create it. But he's adding to the panic. There is no bird flu pandemic. There never will be a bird flu pandemic because the whole system of virology and PCR testing and, you know, positive test results, it's all a fraud. There is no bird flu pandemic that is a threat to the U.S. cattle supply, but they'll use bird flu as a cover story to mass slaughter cattle. They've already used it to destroy millions of chickens in chicken farms across America. We've seen that in Texas and other locations. On top of that, they are running dark ops sabotage teams to set fire to chicken farms and food facilities. And look, I know this kind of talk used to sound a little bonkers a few years ago. Like, what do you mean the government's running sabotage operations teams to run around and set fire to food facilities? That sounds crazy. Not anymore, not in 2024. When the government is running around arresting all Trump supporters that they can, throwing them in jails with no trial for 3.5-4 years. I mean, this is utterly insane, tyrannical authoritarianism. And yes, they're targeting the food supply. Why? Well, as Michael Yon tells us, because if they can weaponize scarcity and famine, then they can put people under their control. That's what it's all about. And, you know, war and famine and pandemics always go together, as Jan says. And our government is rolling out all three. They're causing war, they're pushing a pandemic, and they're engineering famine. They're doing all three. It's like three out of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. But plus, on top of that, they're also going to cause a economic collapse or a debt collapse. So I guess it is all four horsemen, right? And as I've said before, there's a point where farmers and states and counties and sheriffs are going to have to say no. They're going to have to draw a line in the sand and say, no, you're not going to kill all our cattle. You're not going to burn up all our chickens. You're not going to attack our food supply. Because, again, the federal government is a food terrorist organization. They are running around destroying the food supply, just like the government in Europe. But in Europe, they're doing this under the cover of, you know, green energy and climate change, like animals are bad for the climate. It's like, what? What are you talking about? You know, cow farts and methane and all that. Again, it's all made up. That is not a threat to the climate. The threat is these green lunatics that are pulling carbon dioxide out of the air. I mean, that's messing with atmospheric chemistry. That's a geoengineering operation to alter Earth's climate to shut down photosynthesis. You do realize that without CO2, there's no photosynthesis, which means there's no crops, no trees, no rainforest, no grasses, nothing. Total collapse of the global food web, or the web of life, including ocean life. Total collapse if you have no CO2. And that's what the globalists are driving for. Admittedly, they're at war with carbon. They want to pull all the carbon out of the air, and they've built these giant machines and pipelines and underground carbon sequestration systems in order to do that. It's almost as if we're being attacked by aliens who are trying to kill all life on planet Earth. Except it's not aliens, it's globalists. That's their goal. So of course they need to tag all the cattle so they can make sure that their extermination agenda is complete. They don't want any cattle left alive. And any claims by the USDA that they're doing this, you know, for food safety, now, come on. If you cared about safe food, you wouldn't approve all the toxic cancer-causing pesticides and herbicides. Atrazine, gender bender chemical, right? That's the number two most frequently used herbicide in the arsenal, glyphosate being number one, and the USDA approves of that too. So the USDA approves of mass poisoning of the food supply and the total destruction of the food supply. That is a fact. This is what drives the USDA right now, and don't get me started about the EPA, the Environmental Pollution Agency, which allows toxic biosludge pollutants to be unleashed onto our farms, rendering those farms and their soils unusable for hundreds of years because of the forever chemicals, the PFAS, P-F-A-S chemicals, all the fluorinated compounds that are dumped on the farms because of biosludge. You know, I've covered this a lot. And now, you know, the FDA is approaching some of these farms and saying, well, you're not allowed to use your farms anymore because the food coming off these farms is so toxic. And the farmers are like, but the EPA told us this was safe to put their biosludge on the farms. And the FDA is like, ha, 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 joke's on you. So funny that you poison your own soil, because that was our mission. The FDA, the EPA, the USDA, all weaponized against the American people to render your farmlands unusable for hundreds of years, okay? It's worse than radiation fallout. You know, you can't grow food around Chernobyl for about 300 years because of the cesium-137, but eventually the cesium-137 goes away because of half-lives, right? Eventually. It all reverts to cesium, what, 134 and 133, I think, is the stable isotope. But when you have PFAS chemicals, forever chemicals, that's forever. Fluoridated compounds, they don't have half-lives. They don't go away on their own. They stick around forever, and they represent essentially an unlimited threat to human health. And the USDA says nothing about the mass contamination of the farms, does it? Because the USDA approves of it. See? Again, you name a federal agency, and I'll tell you how they're weaponized against the human race.
You know, everything he's saying, John, is true. And here the opposition will say, no, that's conspiracy theories. That's because they parrot that. And here, again, the so-called mainstream media, whatever lie they are told to tell the American people from those on the left, they will do. I mean, they just will do it, okay? And it's like, you know, I truly believe this. I truly believe that if those people, like right in Cleveland, if the mainstream media was given a day's notice of saying, get your family, don't tell your friends or neighbors, but they're going to drop a nuke on Cleveland and blame it on the Russians so we can get into a war. And so take your, but don't tell anybody else. Don't tell your friends. Just take your immediate family only, not even your relatives, and get out of town. I believe those people in the mainstream media would do it. What do you think, John?
They're completely, Pastor Ernie, they're completely given over to it. They are. There's no truth in them. There's no soundness in them. Excuse me. And yes, they'll do. They're like puppets now, or androids, or something. They can't think on their own anymore. They're locked into the system.
Alrighty, we're gonna. I'm gonna give the number real quick. It's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Robert in Staten Island gave 500. Anthony in Texas, 100, and Coach Dwayne here in Ohio, 100. Go Bucks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go ahead, John. We're going to go back to the clip, and then I got another clip we're going to play that verifies everything you just said.
Yeah. Pastor Ernie, can I just
sure, go ahead.
Something in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
When we go back with the pandemic here, COVID-19, there is nothing that you brought forth on this show that was ever proven wrong. It was all right. You know, all the top scientists that you had and top doctors that were on here, and what they were telling us from the very beginning, what it was, is exactly, it's all true. And what's happened now, I don't know if you've mentioned it on the show yet, but the Attorney General of Kansas is brought out a lawsuit about COVID-19 being a bioweapon, and about the vax industry, Pfizer and everything they did. He's laying it out now. It's been laid out exactly what they did. So if people doubt that the federal government, the FDA and Fauci and all of them were our enemy and were trying to kill us, it is coming out now, Pastor Ernie. It took a while. And I heard the Attorney General from Kansas on the radio, and he said the reason they didn't bring it out 2 years ago was they couldn't get the records. They were stalling the records. It took like 2 years to get the records from Pfizer and to get the records from the federal government. Now they've got it all together, and it's what we were saying here. It's now being brought out in court against these criminals, Pastor. They are criminals.
They are. Remember, 3 weeks before the first person took the first shot, remember, John, we told people, look, this is not a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It is a bioweapon. All of the laboratory animals that took this shot died. All of them are dead. Do not take this. This is a bioweapon. And we had, what's his name, the fellow that invented it, on. We played it, and he said the same thing. That's a bioweapon made for the military.
The Kansas Attorney General, one of the most, I guess, heinous things that they did was they knew what this shot would do to pregnant women. They knew.
Absolutely.
They gave the okay, saying, oh, it's safe for pregnant women, safe for pregnant women. Huge problems has arisen from it. And women in infertility and stillbirths and all sorts of problems that they knew this shot would cause. And they told the public, oh, it's perfectly safe for pregnant women. They are, it's not even a question, Pastor Ernie. They are real psychopaths. They are. They're psychopaths. From Harvard and Yale, and wearing they're sitting as judges and presidents They are really psychopaths, Pastor Ernie.
They really are. You're absolutely right. Now, we played a clip about, and this goes right along with what we were just talking about the FEMA camps that you know that they have in every state now. But I think we got such a response on that, we should replay. Can we go ahead, Johnny, and replay that clip?
FEMA camps being set up all across America. And, of course, the Democrats, they plan to rig the election. They plan to throw Trump in prison. They plan to cheat and steal. And then, once they rig the election again, they will mass arrest conservatives, Christians, gun owners, Trump supporters, anybody online who said anything critical of the administration. They will all be mass arrested and thrown into essentially concentration camps, re-education camps all across America. Now, you might think that if you tell your Democrat friends or family members about this, and if they believe you, that they would be horrified, that they would say, oh my God, we can't do that. That's un-American. That's crazy. But I assure you that is not the case. Almost all Democrats in America, they wholly support re-education camps and death camps of conservatives. That's how indoctrinated they are. They have been brainwashed and gaslit, you could say, by the establishment media to not just hate Trump with a passion. Of course, they all hate Trump, even though they're just constantly lied to about Trump. But they hate you. They hate conservatism. They hate patriots. They hate America. They want to see America destroyed. They want to see the American people destroyed. This is why they support open borders. They love the fact that America is being overrun. And they support concentration camps, death camps, re-education camps. They support it. And the fact that that exists shows you how close we are to a civil war in America. Because the radical left will stop at nothing to gain power and to destroy their political opponents. You already see the Biden regime jailing political opponents. Everything from Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon and, of course, all the J6 peaceful protesters and everybody else that they can throw behind bars. Look at the raids they did on Roger Stone. It goes on and on because it's a criminal cabal. They plan to do that to everybody. Look how they went after Alex Jones. Look what they're doing to Julian Assange. They're going to try to do that to everybody that they can, every American who is a conservative. So we're talking about, what, easily tens of millions of Americans being targeted by this regime if they can rig this election again. Maybe, let's just guess, 50 million Americans could be rounded up and thrown into death camps all across America. And this is why they need to take the guns. This is why the ATF pushed the arm brace ban, reclassifying all arm brace pistols as SBRs and turning 10 million Americans into felons. Now, fortunately, the Supreme Court just pushed back. Well, in the arm brace case, it was the a federal court in Texas. But the Supreme Court pushed back on the bump stock ban. So the Supreme Court is not going along with the plan of these tyrants at the moment, and that's good news. So the ATF and the Biden regime have not been successful in taking away the guns from the American people, which means that they know that if they try to pull a cultural revolution, a Mao-style, mass extermination of Americans, they're going to meet resistance. But they're prepared for that, to say that anybody who resists is an insurrectionist or a domestic terrorist. And then they'll unleash the full power of the federal government to take those people and throw them into the death camps and slaughter them. And then they'll just claim that all the missing people died because of bird flu. Yeah. And they'll use that to scare the remaining Democrats into going and getting vaccinated. Oh my God, look, so many deaths from bird flu, when there are actually people being, executed on site or taken to the execution camps and then, incinerated in portable ovens there. dumped in mass graves. I don't know. Have their heads cut off with guillotines. I don't know what the plan is, but it is a mass extermination plan. And they have to have some excuse for why everybody's missing, so they'll say it's bird flu. I mean, we are so close to losing our nation. If we don't pull it back right now, it's lost. And by right now, I mean at the next election. It's so far gone. Tyranny has run amok. Open borders, child trafficking, rigged elections, dishonest judiciary. The whole system has broken apart. The schools have become a satanic perversion indoctrination centers, grooming centers for children. You know, the government has become weaponized against the American people in every way possible. There's something going on in Michigan where they're going after these natural food producers. I don't have the full details yet, but we've got a story on Natural News that's covering it. The Michigan food tyrants, the goons, are going after farms and community supported agriculture. Anybody who grows food, anybody who raises animals on a small scale, they're being targeted by the government of Michigan. You know, Whitmer, the whole false flag Governor Whitmer kidnapping scheme that was run by the FBI. Yeah, total false flag operation that Whitmer and the FBI concocted in order to stay in power and exercise a lot of tyranny. So this is what's happening, folks. And it's just spreading all across America. Now, you might say, well, Trump's going to win the election. Well, I agree that he has, by far, more support. But you're assuming there's even going to be an election. And as I've laid out in this podcast, there are several scenarios where elections don't happen at all. One of those is World War III, where the Biden regime launches nukes or nukes a U.S. city themselves and blames Russia for it. And then says, well, we're in a nuclear war. We can't have elections. So they suspend elections. And anybody who protests against it is just rounded up and thrown into the death camps. Yeah. You think that can't happen in America? Not only can it happen, it probably will happen. And your Democrat friends will fully support it, by the way. They will cheer it. There are plenty of Democrats out there who are all in favor of mass killings of conservatives. Because that's how insane they are. That's how angry they are. And they don't believe in human rights. They kill their own babies, for God's sake. You think they won't kill you? Of course they will. They celebrate abortions. And they would kill Trump if they could, if they could get away with it. And they would cheer it. So there's no question where this is headed. Now, I say we have to call for peace. At the same time, we have to be prepared to defend our communities against the murderers. We have to be ready to defend our families and our property against aggressors. We don't go out and initiate aggression, okay, just to be clear. But we defend ourselves against aggression, against murderers. We defend ourselves using every legal means that we have access to. So be prepared in every way you can. Work with local law enforcement if you can. Get to know your local sheriff if you can. Know your community leaders. Know what's happening. And be prepared, because this is going to get super dicey very, very quickly. Have no illusions. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.
Them or hurt them, but remember those people, you know. And we tell you before the election, those people that have a Biden sign in your yard, mark those and know where they're at, because folks, they are your enemy. Make no doubt about it, they are your enemy. And it's not like when it comes down to it, we're all Americans. No, we're not, and we're not telling you this, but of the reason that. It's a warning to understand when a civil war starts, it gets very nasty very quickly, doesn't it, John?
Yeah, and they get vicious. The civil wars, when you have extreme ideology together, you know, like all, the way we are and the way they are, it can get degenerate very quickly, Pastor.
Absolutely. All right. David in Nevada pledges 80, and Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 120. Thank you, David. Thank you, Nancy. All righty. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. Or 888-677-9673. Joe Biden to deplete all oil reserves to artificially lower gas prices a month before the election. That's already started. Joe Biden will deplete the U.S. oil reserves. This is what he said. This is an article, too. Another one by the Gateway Pundit. Will deplete the U.S. oil reserves to artificially lower gas prices months before the presidential election. When Biden was installed in January 21, nationwide average gas prices was $2.39 a gallon. Today, the gas prices, the average price is $3.44 per gallon, thanks to Joe Biden's war on domestic oil production. The Washington Examiner reported that Joe Biden is prepared to release more oil from the country's strategic reserves if gas prices increase during the summer. This is the latest plan by the Biden administration to counter high prices at the pumps and more expensive prices at various goods due to inflation. Biden administration energy advisors suggest gas prices are still too high for many in the country and said he favors taking actions to cut them down a little bit further. We will do everything we can to make sure that the market is supplied well enough to ensure as low as price as possible for American consumers. A special presidential coordinator for global infrastructure and energy security, Amos Hochstein, told the Financial Times, I think we have enough in the SPR if it's necessary. So, Joe, that is what he's doing, is he is using up. He is using up, Joe. Our reserve, our oil reserve. This is it's another part, John, of disarming America. We're going to need that oil. You know, what is coming this way? He has brought in all of these terrorists. This guy has committed high treason. The entire Democratic Communist Party is there for high treason. Now, John, there is a the organization that in the House, there's a five-member panel, and that five-member panel, they have the authority, the ability, because of all of the corruption and what has happened and all the evidence that's come out on the J6ers, to totally nullify that so-called executive, that J6 panel, they can nullify that. They can, in other words, everything and everyone that they charged on that committee will be dropped. All the charges are dropped. The whole committee was illegitimate. They had nobody from the Republican Party on there. All right? There was no ones from the conservative sense. You had two rhinos that were virtually kicked out of the Republican Party. Nancy Pelosi forbid to have anyone who represented the Republican Party on there. The ones that she had only represented the Communist Party. So that's one of the things we have to do. We have to push very hard to get that committee to do that. And you call Speaker of the House Johnson and urge him to do that, to go ahead and delegitimize that entire panel. And then they need to press charges, Joe, or John.
Yeah, they can. Exactly what you said. It's come out right now. There are a couple congressmen are doing exactly what you said. This is the whole thing. Why isn't the Republicans this has been going on with the Republicans, Pastor Ernie, since I was a kid. There was something about them where they lack courage, they lack conviction. And we've got it right now.
They lack testosterone. And a spine.
Inherent contempt. They can have Garland there, you know, next week sometime. Are they going to do it right here? Are they going to annul that committee and everything they did? It doesn't take too much to do it. This is why it's so hard for us to get get charged up and behind the Republicans because they act like this.
Well, that's why they've got the reputation as the Uniparty. Now, we do have to say we do have some real good people there, like Jim Jordan, like Max Gaetz, like Margaret Green.
Green.
We do have some very, very good people there on that committee. The fellow that's leading that up in the investigation, Comer, is another very, very good one. And we have about five in the Senate on the Republican side that are good.
Out of, 50? And then in the House, you have 10 out of 220. 220.
Yeah, you're right. This
is my congressman here from Texas.
Well, he's like my congressman from Ohio. Dave Joyce is the only one who voted not to charge. Dave Joyce is the only Republican, even your congressman voted to charge Garland with contempt of Congress. Dave Joyce is the only one who refused. He went full force Rhino.
There's something behind that always, Pastor Ernie. They've got something on them, or there's a money-making scheme that they're beholden to the Democrats about. There's something there that these rhinos are.
Well, they use the FBI and that to find out things about their family. They go after their families. That's what they did with General Flynn, remember?
Yes. They threatened his son.
Yep. Lou in Michigan pledges 200. Thank you, Lou. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Folks, we have approximately 20 minutes left tonight. 20 minutes, Lord. And we stand with us, remember, in 50 years, we've never stood down, and we're here to be the watchman on the wall and to warn you about what the enemy's doing. And remember how many times they've tried to get us, knock us off the air. But we need, we need support. If everyone that actually listens to this radio program gave a dollar, we wouldn't have to ask for money for another year. But they don't, and only a small percent. So you folks out there that have listened for years and years and have never given, it's your time to step up to the plate. If you benefited from this radio program, how many? John, I can say we've heard from many people that wrote us letters thanking us for exposing the COVID bioweapon, because they would have gotten that, and how many people have died from that, from the COVID, and how many are sick today. Unbelievable. We had that one female, and she's a Democrat, a liberal, a gynecologist, that Jewish lady on here, and she's a Democrat, and she was saying how her female patients, her patients are dying. They're bleeding to death. She said they were bleeding to death because of that shot. All right, Big Tony in Parma, he pledges 50. Thank you, Big Tony. Yeah, we have approximately. Go ahead.
Pastor Ernie, a good friend of mine, I pleaded with him not to take the shot, and he did it really for family, so the family would get along. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he just came down. He told me he just operated on for bladder cancer.
Hmm.
And then another friend of mine, he wouldn't take it. And the family was very upset about it. And it caused all sorts of family problems. And now there's cancer showing up.
Well, here's what you're not kidding about the cancer. I was telling you about last Thursday's. Because we take all of the letters that we get, and all the donations and envelopes that people send us to support us. We pray over each and every one, everyone who supports us. That's why it's so important they put their name on the outside, because if it's not a name, we can't pray for them. But we pray over those envelopes, okay, and over all the people. But we've gotten so many letters, John, that telling us that for cancer, that they have cancer. And it's an amazing, I've never seen anything like this.
Well, Pastor Ernie, that was warned. It would the I'm going to say the experts.
Sherry Tenpenny. Sherry Tenpenny was the first one. She came right out of the chute, and she was here on this radio program when that first started, and she said within 5 years you're going to see people coming down with cancer left and right. Guess what, John? It's been 5 years.
Well, and it's the youngsters, you know, that never are so rare to have cancer. They're coming down with it, and they're what is happening? You know, these phony, in the government, what is bringing this on? We need to find out why the young are coming down with cancer, and we know why. We know why. We knew it years ago, and they're acting. They're dumb now. How could this be? Why is there 20-year-olds and 15-year-olds coming down with cancer like this?
Well, you know, again, the opposition knows. They know that if Trump gets back into office, the problem is even Trump himself has said we might not have enough time even for the elections, that Biden and the Communist Party are destroying this nation so rapidly. They are destroying America so rapidly. We may not have time, and they're doing it with the complete aid of the main, what is called the mainstream media, okay, aiding and abetting in this. But this is why they are so paranoid about Trump getting back into office. These people know they're going to jail for what they did. They have committed high crimes against the American people. Fauci is a mass murderer. He's a mass murderer. And so,
Pastor Ernie, we have this debate coming up. And unless they have a second for Biden, or they have some super drug that they can only use, you know, sparingly.
They claim they do. They call it juice.
Yeah, whatever it is, but he can't walk anymore. Do you notice the stiffness of him? And he has no balance. He wanders off. He doesn't know where he is. What I think is going to happen is, this debate, it'll be the Democrats will see that they can't run him, so they're going to run someone else against him, against Trump. He can't go on to the election. He really can't.
All right, Norm in Illinois, Norma, you left the A off. Norma in Illinois, she pledges 100. Jan in Minnesota pledges 50. Here you go, John. Democrat insiders reveal Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, Schumer's secret plot to replace feeble Joe Biden. Democratic insiders have blown the whistle on a secret plan to replace feeble Joe Biden if he falters in the initial debate with Trump, or if his poll ratings continue to decline, the Daily Mail first reported. The Gateway Pundit previously reported that Florida Rep. Anna Paulina Luna says she is hearing on Capitol Hill that Joe Biden will likely be replaced as the Democratic Communist Party presidential nominee by November. Luna discussed the matter during an appearance on Thursday's episode of Jesse Waters Prime Time. The congresswoman told Waters, a lot of people realize that Joe Biden's likely not going to be the nominee, which is from what we're hearing on Capitol Hill, Jesse. You know, Representative Kiley had reported that Kamala Harris is actually eyeing a run for California governor because of it. And there you go.
Well, who would they replace Biden with to run, Pastor Ernie?
Well,
who do you think?
Newsom's been visiting the White House quite often. They said he's up there all the time. So it's possibly him. Now, they keep telling you over and over that Michael or Michelle doesn't want it. She doesn't want it. And usually, remember, they tell you just the opposite of what they actually mean. So I don't know, okay, who, or, you know, who's also been making the rounds is Hillary. Hillary's been making all the rounds. You don't suppose they're going to pull her out of the mothballs and put her out there, do you?
Well, now, who's despised more now, Hillary or Harris?
Harris, okay, Harris, even the Democrats are afraid of her. She's a loose cannon. They know that. And you talk to even the Democrats, and they'll even tell you they're afraid of her. She's no telling. You can't control her. You can't control her. She's a loose cannon. No telling what she's liable to do. So their choice would probably be Hillary. Remember, Hillary deserves to be the first woman president. Remember, that's what Hillary said, right? The glass ceiling?
Yeah. But, you know, I can't see numbers of people rushing out to vote for her, Pastor.
Well, I could just see her in another debate with Trump, okay? That would be interesting. This clip that we had, Jim Jordan just shredded her in the congressional hearings. And, I mean, I couldn't play the tape on radio because you'd have to see the look on her face, that defiant Hillary look, you know, and the way she was looking at Jim Jordan. I mean, he was really getting to old Hill, you know, talking about what happened with Ambassador Stevens, what really took place. He caught her in so many different lies, talking about her, with, remember, all of the emails. How many thousands of emails did she
30,000, wasn't it?
Delete.
30,000?
How about the hard drives?
And it was proven, Pastor Ernie, that they were, when you're in a position like her, like Secretary of State, you have a certain clearance at that level, and it was proven that there were so many of her emails that were on that level. It's only like for her and the president, for her and the head of the FBI and things like that. And they were, she should have been one of them. They should have taken her and put her in jail.
Remember what Jim Comey said? He said, yes, she did. She broke a lot of laws. She did. But he didn't see that was any reason to prosecute her. I mean, what's missing there?
Yeah, he said that no prosecutor would take this to prosecutor. So why, we're not going to submit it to the Justice Department.
Yeah. Now, in other words, he said she broke all of these laws. He admitted she broke federal felonies. There were major felonies. Actually, what she did, it was treasonous. But Comey says, well, yeah, there's no prosecutor going to prosecute it.
Right.
Are you kidding me? And Comey is worried, too. He is worried about Trump getting back in. He's been doing all the talk shows telling people, you can't let him back in. If he does, he's going to go out. He's going to go for vengeance. He's going to go after all of us if you let him back in. In other words, Comey's saying, whatever happens, don't let us pay the price for the crimes we've committed. You've got 5 minutes, John. 5 minutes. Can you do it? Nancy in Illinois pledges 35. Tell us how we can get to heaven.
Well, Pastor Ernie, that's a good question. How can we get to heaven, and how can we be assured of that? And the best way I found, Pastor Ernie, is to go and look at the book of Revelation, which is about heaven. Right, Pastor Ernie?
Absolutely.
In Revelation 5:9, the people who are in heaven, they it says they have a new song, and they're singing about the Lord, about Jesus. And there's in verse 9, it says, for you were slain, that means he died on the cross, and has redeemed us to God by your blood. Redeemed us to God by your blood. And that's for every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. So they tell us in heaven how they got there. So there's no guests. There's no maybe or anything. They are there because they believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed his blood to pay the penalty for their sin. And notice it's universal. It's every nation. All America is a nation. And then it says every people. That's a different color people, a different culture, male, female, young, old. That's people in general. And then every language. Well, that for America, that means English. Well, there's a lot of other languages now. But the main language is English. So now we take that, how they got there, and we look at it through the scriptures. For God so loved the world. The world, that's everyone. And Revelation says people are there from every nation, culture, a language. So it's open for everyone. But it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him. You have to personalize it, folks. God's love hovers over you, but you must personalize it. And that means repenting of sin, turning from sin, the world, and sin, and to Jesus Christ and his word. That's what repentance is. It's about faith. And then believing that he died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the penalty for sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He was buried, and he rose again bodily 3 days later. That's the gospel. So if you believe that, and you've repented and turned to God, he will accept you in his heaven because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. And there's more news, better news, not better, but additional news, that resurrection power that rose Jesus from the dead, the Bible says that we can walk in the newness of life. And the newness of life is through that resurrection power. God will heal the broken hearts. He will free us from bondage in the strongholds in the mind. And it says he'll set at liberty those that are crushed, that are oppressed of the devil. That's walking in the newness of life. So whatever happened in your life, you could have a horrific broken heart, terrible things happened, you did terrible things.
All right, John, we're 30 seconds.
Okay, well, turn to Christ, confess him, and I pray that the resurrection power of Jesus Christ will flow through all our listeners, Pastor.
All right. Thank you very much. That was a very good invitation. But I want to thank all you folks that have helped us. The phone lines will be open until midnight here on the Tope for another 7 minutes. And so now it's time for us to say good night, all you folks out there. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. And then we always say, God bless all of you. And then we say, we always make the point to always, what do we do? Say, that's little Lisa here. She's so cute. We always say, always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.